Unnamed Witches, the Men of Edmonton. It was not just women who were accused of witchcraft. This source, which is the account of some men who lived in the parish of Edmonton, contains the story of them witnessing two men in the act of witchcraft. 20 September 1590. May it please your worships to understand that we, John Gilbert and John Holmead, servants to Humphrey Weld, citizen and grocer of London, being at our master's house at South Street in the parish of Edmonton, the 21st day of this instant month of September, were commanded by the constables, with others, to make search for certain men, which were about the act of witchcraft, or conjuring. Which men we found in the field or close of one Robert Hughes, otherwise called Robert Carpenter. Which two conjurers, when they espied us, one of them fled away, but the other of them we took, with certain Latin books about him, which are to be seen. Divers others returned to their cabin, which they had made under a great tree in the said close of the said Robert Hughes, with certain circles on the ground within the said cabin. And one of the said circles was laid about with parchment, written upon with crosses. And by the said cabin we found a stool, with divers pots by the same stool, and a red cock being dead by it. And again by the said stool a fair crystal stone, with this word, Satan, written on it. Also a parchment, written with three or four seals of yellow wax at the same. We found also in the same cabin a cope, serpler, a crown, a sceptre, and a fair broad sword, ready drawn, being set up against the tree, and divers other books and writings, and a piece of brass, gilded with divers letters graven upon it, and powders and ratsbane, which the party that fled strewed in the way, disappointing thereby our bloodhound. And the party which we took had about him the picture of Christ on the cross, hanging behind his back under his doublet, and on the same string before him the picture of serpents or such like. And the said party was brought by the constables before Mr. Justice Clark to be examined, and we understand that the said conjurer is let go upon security to answer the same at the next sessions.